Hello, and welcome back to another thrilling installment of Gay Screaming. I'm your host, Countess Bucci Flagrant.
And it's Flagrante, oh my god. Is that, cultured swine.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes, what are you talking about?
I dropped out of school, so.
No, I don't deserve this right now.
And I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
Yared?
Yeah.
Yeah. AKA. Or no, we're gonna go with what the professors would always call me in school or teachers in high school. Gerard?
Oh god.
Is it Gerard? Gerard? I'm like, no, it's Jared.
How can they not just pronounce Jared?
I know, I feel like that's the easy way. Just like, oh, it's spelled weird, but it's still Jared.
Teachers really went out of their way to mispronounce stuff.
Yeah. But it is what it is, you know? Yeah. I'm stronger because of it.
Yeah.
Like Kelly Clarkson said, what doesn't kill you
makes you stronger.
Makes you try anal.
That too.
To this day, people mispronouncing my name is why I'm gay.
Lube up, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you guys? It's been a minute. We went on, like, vacation.
We didn't go on vacation. I had a really personal problem in the family. So there's that. But then the week after that, we just didn't. And then now we're here.
Yeah, now we're back.
What we're saying is, you should be grateful.
We missed you guys.
Unquestionable.
JK, we did.
I found baby dragon! Sorry.
To stay on brand, Jared is playing video games.
Right, this is not news to anybody. Baby dragon says scree, so I take that with a grain of salt.
So, long story short, Jared got a new computer, and he downloaded the Dolphin emulator, and now he's playing Yu-Gi-Oh! On his Mac.
Okay, here's the thing. I had the Dolphin emulator on my old computer, which will soon be Charlie's computer, because I forgot to bring it, but it will be one day.
That's my name, by the way.
Right, that is Charlie.
AKA MSC Terrain.
Correct. But, you know, the old computer just really doesn't have the processing power. It's giving very, like, Shiva when the diamonds, like, diamond dust, like, when you get all frozen before the snap. Like, that was me trying to play the Dolphin emulator on my old computer. It was, like, one frame per second. So that's fun. But now I'm coasting on it, and I'm like, this could have been my life all along.
Yeah.
No. Kind of amazing.
I think it's kind of cute that I get your hand-me-down computers.
I mean, yeah, that's the trend at this point.
I still have the other one, and it stays alive as long as I have it plugged in.
That's what's up.
You know, it can't do much, but it's there. How are you guys this week? Great. Moving on.
This is gonna be like Dora the Explorer right now.
Literally. How are you this week?
I'm good. I'm here. This is now, we're coming up on my last week at my job. No, last 2 weeks at my job before I have to find a big boy job and like live my life. So that's going to be fun and horrible and torturous.
Yeah. I need a new job too for reasons that I cannot disclose on the podcast because some family listens. But yeah, I need a new job too.
Period, poo.
How am I this week? Thank you for asking.
Right. Because I asked.
Yeah.
It was telepathic.
Definitely. Like Twilight.
We'll talk about that soon.
Listen, Twilight's a whole...
A whole?
Mess.
Oh.
Also, Jacob being white is still very alarming to me.
Jacob isn't white. Jacob is native. Don't be insensitive.
Okay. Taylor Lautner is white. But they still got a white man to play him.
Exactly, which is questionable. Fuck. I was gonna say something about Twilight and I was switching the thought. Go ahead.
How am I?
Yeah.
I'm a year older since we've last recorded the podcast.
Right. Charlie's birthday was really fun.
Yeah, it was. We sang karaoke. Unwritten was the highlight of the night, I think.
Yeah, we were all really feeling ourselves during that one. The oats were hot.
Yeah. Because, like, we were singing Unwritten at the top of our lungs at the karaoke room thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad, like, the people working there didn't enter the room in the middle of it to be like, your time is up.
They waited until after, like, respectful
people. Yeah. They waited for the banshees to stop screaming. It was a good time, though. I'm definitely older now, you know? I feel my knees giving out. The back is achy. The arms are sore. I'm just joking. None of that is happening.
Maybe breaky heart?
Maybe the knees, though, because if I, like, bend down to squat down, they're a little stiff, And, like, if I try to get back up from that squat, it's a little hard. It's a little hard. No one talks to you about those things growing up.
Yeah, no one talks to you about how hard it's getting. Sorry, I'm five.
Fuera. Afuera!
No, adentro.
A dentist.
No mommy's way.
Hold on.
Aloe verga.
If you're gonna do it right, you have to do it the right way. No mommy's way. Aloe verga.
Good stuff.
Have you ever made a poopy? Oh wait, I said the wrong line.
Have you ever farted a little too hard and poo-poo comes out of your booty?
So newsflash, our topic for today is TikTok.
Yes.
Do you think TikTok is mining our information and is a dirty scheme by the Chinese government?
I don't necessarily think that. I think that all social media is stealing our information for different reasons, which is well within their right because they're providing us a service and they're allowed to, like, monitor whatever we do on their app. So, like, you know.
It's still creepy, though.
It's creepy, but, like, what do you expect in this day and age, you know? Like, yeah. They have the technology to keep track of us and, like, do all that stuff, so why wouldn't they? Especially if they're going to use it to, like, brand products towards us.
I think it's weird, though, that Ashton Kutcher has, like, made it his personal vendetta to, like, take down TikTok. And it's just like, what?
I don't know about that.
What's wrong with you?
I didn't hear about that movie.
He's like a CIA stan, and he's like, China's evil. They're using TikTok to control us all. I'll never let my kids use TikTok. And it's just like, this is giving something, you know?
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, we don't fuck with Ashton Kutcher anymore.
Right.
You know?
Is he still with Mila Kunis?
Yeah, they're married.
What does that mean, really? Is he still with her? Was I asked?
Not you being like, he knows where home is.
Wait. People were going to hell for not obvious reasons.
Me with Oscar Isaac?
He knows where home is.
Yeah.
TikTok, I have a love-hate relationship with TikTok.
Yeah.
Because a few years ago, when I had first downloaded TikTok, I was like, oh, this is funny. And then I made some funny videos, and then I had followers, and I was popping. But not, like, popping. I had, 100 followers.
It really wasn't that deep. But it's still followers.
I felt like, oh, cool, people like what I'm saying. Because, like, TikTok is... Okay. I will say, TikTok is probably the only social media platform, other than maybe Instagram, where I'm putting out my own content and, like, trying to be funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whereas,
yeah.
Like, Twitter is mostly me retweeting other shit. Tumblr was me mostly retweeting other shit. Snapchat, yeah, but I don't consider that social media. I just, like, me and my friends Snapchat each other.
Snapchat is basically just, like, WhatsApp.
It's like a messaging app. I treat it like that. But TikTok, I'm like, oh, this is funny. Let me make a video. Or, like, oh, filters. Like, oh, you know, I'm, like, trying to be cute. So, anyway, back then, I had my account, I had little followers, and then I was, like, posting opinion things, and, like, I was doing, like, Free Palestine stuff, and then I got a lot of hate from Israeli people, that was weird. And then, around the time that, I don't think it was during the protests last year, but it was, like, before that, there was some kind of, like...
Before the Black Lives Matter protests?
Yeah, but there was some kind of racially charged thing that was happening, and then I started my For You page because I liked, like, one thing... where, like, a black person was, like, talking about their experiences in America, which is, like, you face racism constantly, that's what it is. I don't know what it was, my For You page got, like, fucked up, and I started getting recommended all this, like, racist shit. Like, racist white people talking about Black Lives Matter, like, all these conservatives, like, just spouting their stupid opinions. And, like, I don't know why the For You page thought that was for me, but, like, I had kept being, like, not interested, and it just wasn't, like, working. And then got to the point where every time I was on the app, I was getting upset.
That's weird, though. Like, and it was happening around that time, too. Like, that feels off.
Right. And then TikTok also has a track record of, like...
Silencing
black creators, banning black people, not letting black creators have as much, like, let's say focus as white creators. They're not showing up on people's For You pages, things like that. So all of that combined, I was like, oh, I don't like this. So I deleted the app and I deleted my old account. I only recently got back onto TikTok because my roommate, shout out Nikki, love you, is obsessed with it and she watches it all the time. And I was like, you know what? I think it's time. I'm gonna come back. You know, I know where home is type thing.
Me with Grindr?
Yeah. And so I made a new account and like, I've been really enjoying it because my For You page is back to normal.
I mean, okay, so here's my thing with TikTok.
Okay, James.
Clap if you like TikTok. Oh, not many people? So I remember when Vine was the big old thing, and right. we were all obsessed with Vine. Looking, 6 seconds. Looking back now, though.
I didn't... Okay. I will say, I never got on the Vine train until after Vine wasn't even a thing
anymore. Really?
I knew of popular Vines because they were being circulated on other platforms. Yeah. I never had the Vine app. I never had a Vine account. I never used the app directly. And most of the popular Vine creators, I hate to this day. King Batch, trash.
Gabby Hanna,
trash. And then she, like, has the fucking Vines of her being like, I'm gonna steal all your baby daddies when she's, like, the captain's, like, running through the hood or something. Or, like, running through the bad neighborhood.
Gross.
And she's, like, got, like, a sports bra on. And she's like, I'm gonna steal all your baby daddies. And then now she's, like, trying to flaunt like she's some kind of like holier than thou. Oh, I'm the victim. I'm like, you're a piece of shit, just like most of the other Vine creators at the time were.
I just feel like, I mean, obviously there were the good people on Vine, you know.
Well, yeah, but they were like not as popular as the really, really highly like Lele Pons, like all those types. Like there was too many Vine creators. Logan Paul, Jake Paul. A lot of the main Vine people I did not like.
Like, we all have, like, our favorite Vines. Like, Roadwork, I have blah, 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 whatever. Right.
Hurricane Tortilla.
And look at all those chickens. But, like, for a majority, we were dealing with those annoying people.
Right. Because that was what was, like, popular. And, like, a lot of kids liked those Vines and stuff. And it was, like, just really shitty.
But when Vine died out and TikTok started well, first it was Musical.ly.
Oh, Musical.ly was a mess. I never got into Musical.ly.
Well, that's what TikTok was before.
I know.
But, When TikTok started becoming big, I was like, oh, I already know this is going to be like Vine. Because at first, everybody was hating on Vine, remember?
Yeah.
And so everybody was hating on TikTok, being like, oh my God, these are so corny. And then people started making funny TikToks, and then everyone was like, oh wait, this is actually kind of cool, never mind. And TikTok, like, listen, they give you a lot of tools to use in TikTok. And I'm telling you, the future of filmmaking is going to come from TikTok. Like, well, I kid you not, you know?
Yeah.
So I really like it in that sense. And, I don't know. I've catered my For You page to be very haha funny for me, you know?
Mm.
And I'm having a good time with it. I will say, that first week, like, trying to cater my For You page was a little rough.
Yeah.
You know?
Just the basic... And, like, for people's For You... We can talk about that shortly, but, like... For You pages vary so drastically. So, like, sometimes you just don't get recommended the right stuff, and it's not. It's very weird.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've been talking to you about this a lot. But the weirdest thing for me right now is, like, every like, video that comes up on my For You page is, like, pretty much perfectly catered to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, this is who Misty Terrain is.
Period.
As a person. And then it'll suggest the live.
Oh, yeah, the lives. Oh, yeah.
And the live is usually of a person with, like, a Trump flag or a hat on, or it's, like, someone, like, reading the Bible and stuff like that.
That was wild to me when you explained that.
I just saw one the other day, and I was just like, oh, my God, I should have sent that to Jared.
Yeah. I want to see the Bible.
But it's, like, those things are so categorically not me. And it's just like, why am I being recommended this? And I remember one time I put not interested in one of those lives. And then every live after that was a Trumpy live.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, what is this TikTok? This is not what I wanted. Mm-hmm. You know? So don't dig that. But yeah, TikTok is very fun to use. I also feel like it's like the easiest app to use to gain a following.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy to put yourself... It's easy
for stuff to kind of go viral on there.
Yeah.
Like, I get even recommended stuff that's, like, got zero likes, zero comments.
Someone
just posted it. And it's just, like, a completely random person.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone's wrong. I'll be like, oh, that was funny, and I'll like it. And I'm like, oh, I hope they get a lot of views.
Yeah, me too. You know? But TikTok's cool. It's cute. I mean, I don't know if it'll last forever. Because, you know, nothing ever does. But...
Yeah, you're getting dark.
I think... As an app?
Listen, we all die. It's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
You'll be in pain and mm-hmm. you will suffer.
And TikTok is no exception.
Aww.
Rest in peace.
Babe.
But I feel like tip top. I feel like...
Tip top? Just the tip top?
Just the tip top. Oh. Like I said, lube up kids.
Oh! What kids are lubing up?
No! Not the children! I should have worded it differently. Never mind. Lube up consensually.
I'm
scared. Consensually, what's the words? The words are fleeing my mind. Consenting adults. I don't know. It's gone. But you got what I mean.
Okay. James.
Clap. Clap if you've ever wanted to kill somebody. I lost my train of thought, but that's besides the point.
What happened to the original plot of the movie?
I don't know what happened to the original plot of the movie, but you know what I do know what happened?
Hmm.
Hot guys always ending up on my For You page.
And, like, what do we expect at this point, right? Because every time hot guys on my For You page, and, okay, my TikTok for a long time. Now it's cupcake remixes. That's what's really popping on my For You page for now. But for a while, I was getting recommended, like, every once in a while, I would be like, oh, a hot guy. And you could just so happen to see, like, a little bit of bulge. And
yeah.
I'd be like, oh, that was nice. Let me rewatch that a couple of times. Let me comment.
You notice the ones where they show, not to get graphic, y'all, but you notice the ones where they show, like, a lot of bulge. Those are the ones that are, sorry, unavailable, like, the next like, day.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why I'm checking back.
I have a follow-up to that. We'll get there. But I started liking those. And then next thing I knew, my For You page was constantly just bulges. And I'm like, TikTok knows. They know what I'm doing. They said, we saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what you were thinking. And we're going to give you more. And so that was my For You page for like a month. And I was like kind of living for it. I'm not going to lie.
I like it when hot guys come up on my TikToks. But other times when hot guys come up on my For You page, I'm just like.
It also upsets me because I'm like, why are you on a table? Okay, straight bait. Or not straight bait, gay baiting.
A lot of that.
TikTok do gay bait. Gay bait? Is that the word?
Queer baiting.
Queer baiting, whatever. There we go. I was like, this doesn't sound right.
Also, side note. Cardi B went, like, on a kind of a rant, like, the other day about queer baiting, because, like, I guess, like...
Like, was she saying it's bad, or was she saying, like, oh, it doesn't exist?
Kind of the latter.
Oh, I expected that from her, honestly.
Because, I don't know, some... It was, like, some sort of online publication that came out with an article being, like, oh, why is Cardi B... Or, not Cardi B, but, like, these artists have, like, queer baited before, and, like, you know... It's not cool, and, like, they named Cardi B as one of them, and it was, like, Ariana Grande, Harry Styles, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And Cardi B was, like, it's not queer baiting, and, like, you guys just say things to say things, and she's, like, I'm bisexual, I don't have to prove that to you in any way, but I feel like she was missing the point, kind of the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, she was kind of taking it as, they were calling her a liar.
Which isn't the point.
Yeah, like, the point is, like, it's what these straight guys are doing
exactly.
on TikTok, you know, is what, like, an example of it is. Because a lot of them are, like,
low-key homophobic, but they're totally just trying to act gay, so they know people like that, and then they gain a following, and then they're out here being like, okay, there's a bodybuilder, and he's got a fat ass, right? His name's Max something. He's a redhead? I don't know if you've seen him.
Is he the guy where he makes the joke, and then he goes,
Yeah. He's low-key, like, conservative and, like, kind of homophobic.
Ooh.
And, like, guys will, like, make comments, and then there was a TikTok he posted and deleted, but he was like, I'm not gay, I don't know why everyone's assuming I'm gay, blah, blah, blah. Like, just because I, like, show my butt on TikTok doesn't mean I'm gay, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, but you're clearly, like, gaining a following from all these gay people who are, like, think you're attractive, and then you want to turn around and be like, oh, well, this is stupid.
Like, but they, you. Like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
because, like, you're baiting the gays,
right?
So everyone can froth at the mouth.
Love that.
And follow you, and it's just like, no. And it's, I don't know what straight guys' obsessions are.
Straggots.
It's I don't know what their obsession is with gay baiting like that, because sometimes, I mean, they were doing it before we even had TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing it at the middle school lunch tables with each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm the one that gets pushed around,
right?
For actually liking it,
being gay.
Yeah, you know. So it's very weird, and I don't know. Just be who you are for your pride.
That's beautiful.
Don't hide.
Right.
It's also like 2021. Like, I just feel like a lot of you just need to start. Accepting yourself, you know,
you're calling out all the DLs right now.
Yeah, and I'll name them.
It's a dangerous game you're playing.
It is a dangerous game, but Yeah, I'm very tired of that side of TikTok. Because, like, do you also know, like, the amount of TikToks I've seen where it is, like, a gay baiting TikTok, and then, like, someone will stitch it and be like, no, I fucking know you, and you're homophobic, like...
Right, right. It's too common. Too many. Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow-up, this isn't queer baiting, but this is, like, just people doing too much on TikTok and being very... One, okay, TikTok is a place where there are kids on the app.
Yeah.
You have to fully acknowledge that. Like, yeah. There's no, like... There's a... Okay. I don't even know where I'm going with that. Just be aware that there's kids on the app. But... There was a gay.
Oh, who, I know where you're going with this.
There was a gay who popped up on my For You page one day, and it was like, oh, show your Twitter profile challenge. And, like, he showed his Twitter profile, or not Twitter profile, Tinder profile. It's, like, dating profile challenge. So he showed his Tinder, and, like, the first few pictures were just his face, you know, selfies, whatever. And then he got to the last two pictures, and they were just full-on pictures of his penis. And he posted it on TikTok, and, like... The video was up for, like, a month.
Disgusting.
Like, it didn't... Like, TikTok didn't take that down. And, of course, he's a white gay.
Yeah.
Like, if a black creator says anything, it's like, oh, your video got taken down. But, like, if a fucking white creator literally shows their penis on TikTok, the video was up for a month.
They're very selective with who they like to punish.
Right.
Penalize. Penalize? I don't know the word.
Penalize.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was weird. And then I looked at the comments, and I was like, what the fuck? And, like, there was kids in the comment being like, I'm 16, bro. Like, what the fuck? And, like, stuff like that. And he was replying being like, well, that's not my problem. Like, it's not my fault you use this app, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why are you posting your penis on TikTok for everyone to see? Like, For You page. Like, that's weird. Especially because the sound was like... Oh, show your dating profile. So all the other videos in that sound were, like, just people showing their dating profiles, and it was pretty innocent challenge type thing. It wasn't, like, a fucking, like, thirst trap thing or, like, sexual song. It was literally just a challenge. So that was weird. And then he was, like, being really defensive in the comments. And now he's an OnlyFans gay. So I just feel weird about it. I don't know.
It's very not cool. You know, it also reminds me of the streets challenge.
Oh, that was very, like,
when people
intensely sexual
people were a little too horny on TikTok. I mean, like, listen, did I enjoy a few of those videos?
I didn't mean like you, I just mean the lyrics of the song.
I know you. Okay. But, like, yeah, I did, but
find it hard
after, like, a day.
I was kind of over it, yeah.
Yeah,
like, I'm literally seeing the outline of your dick flopping in the wind. Like, I'm kind of tired of this.
And I'm also just like, how like, this is literally being blasted over thousands of people's For You page. Some people who I'm sure are just trying to scroll, and then bam!
A dick.
Yeah,
a
dick, like,
and a cluck.
I feel like people don't think about that enough. I mean, like, post what you want, sure, but, like...
Right.
I don't know.
And that's why...
Just don't be gross.
This is gonna be stupid, like... Okay, at this point, our conversation, we just talk. So don't judge me. I'm just talking, you know? We just be saying things.
Can we talk?
Can we talk? Wendy P. Williams. Okay. So, that's why I appreciate it. When guys are just being themselves, doing whatever they want on TikTok, making a joke, whatever, or just showing their regular day, and then there just so happens to be a little bulge. And they didn't do it on purpose, but it's just like, oh, wow, I saw that. Like, wow. That's
yeah.
Kind of there. But when guys are, like, going out of their way to just, like, be like, my penis, look at my penis, look at my penis on TikTok, I'm like... Like, make a Twitter and move on with your life. Like, do something else. What happened to the original plot of the movie?
It's also, like, getting to the point where a lot of guys are stuffing their pants.
Yeah, it's weird.
And it's just like, oh my god! Y'all are... It's
that
doing too much.
That moment was a little intense, Charlie.
Sorry, guys are just annoying.
Yeah, I
am. Also, I hate the guys that are, very attractive, and they try to play it off like they're not on TikTok, and they're just like, oh, let me do this sexy pose, no one's gonna like me, and then it has like a million likes. Like, shut up. God, I hope you have explosive diarrhea tomorrow morning.
God.
That's Jesus. I don't like them. Do you know what kind of TikToks I don't like though? Like, the ones where, like, you just open up your For You page and it's like part two of someone explaining.
I do not care. We do not care.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, the worst part is, like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, let me go watch part one of, like, their story time explaining whatever is going on. And it always starts off like this. Oh my god, you guys, I did not realize this was gonna go viral. So many of you were asking for a story time, so like, I guess here it is. You know, it's not that even that crazy of like a story.
Yeah, it's never that crazy.
Yeah, and but they're like going on and on and on and on, and it's like 50 seconds in and they're just like, oh crap, I'm running out of time, like for like a part two. And just like, waste of my time, you know.
This is my letter to all of them. I'm executing you tomorrow morning at noon.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning at noon. Tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow at noon.
Yes.
High noon.
Time.
Time doesn't exist. I will be killing you.
Yeah.
If you post a part, like for part two.
I thought you were going to say a part.
South Africa, I'm looking at you. You will be dead on site.
Yeah. Basically. Because I don't want to have to sit there all day listening to you talk. I never watched them.
Like, for a while, I was, like, invested, and I was like, oh, I'll see. But now, if I see that, I'm like, I don't care. I don't have time for this.
Because they never explain it well either. Yeah.
Right.
Like, you go to watch the TikTok of them explaining it, and you were like, I had more context with just the original video.
And I get it. I tell very long, drawn-out stories, too.
Yeah.
I lose the train of thought constantly.
I mean, look at our podcast.
Exactly. Tangent, the podcast.
Yeah.
However, on TikTok, you have the chance to sit there and edit and, like, re-record. And they're short videos. Just fucking tell the story in, like, 1 minute. And Shawn then Mendes. Move on. You watch me. I hate Shawn Mendes. I'm sorry.
There was a TikToker who called out Shawn Mendes and was like, why are you pretending like you don't know how to use TikTok? Mm-hmm. Like, you were literally a Vine star.
Right.
You're also, like, 20. Like, listen, I know I'm 24. And,
Charlie's old.
I am old. We're the same age, though. You're so you're old with me. By, like, a month.
That's so much younger. You know what I learned in a month?
What did you learn in a month?
Critical thinking.
Oh, for the first time?
No.
Oh.
I don't even have it. I just hear about it, but I don't know how to
it. Just
it.
Went in one ear, out the other?
Yeah.
Critical thinking. What was I saying?
I don't know.
Chicken butt.
Are you riding?
I think I'm what they call
a flat earther.
Yeah, flat earther. That's what they call it. I think I'm that.
Are you ready?
Jared's on a Millie Bobby Brown.
I'm on a kid.
Obsession.
I think when she eliminates the gays from planet Earth for their crimes against humanity by abusing poppers until the brain damage sets in, and then talking about how they want to raw in public. Constantly around dinner tables full of children at Chuck E. Cheese.
No!
In the Macy's bathroom, like.
No!
Millie Bobby Brown's gonna be like, I've had enough, and she's gonna turn into the Terminator and she's gonna run over all of us.
Listen. That was, a lot. Intense.
Yeah, I don't know why I just went on a whole
that was very specific. You can,
Millie, if you want to hang out, I'm free on Saturday.
You can at the people, you know.
I'm adding you.
Not me! See how I get thrown into stuff?
I didn't even do nothing. No, okay, neither of us are Macy's bathroom. Did I tell you that people used to try to fuck at my old job at Cotton On? Couples used to come in and be like, oh, he's just gonna, like, watch me put on the outfit, and, like, he wants to, like, look at it, and I'm like, he can wait outside, and they'd be like, no, I want him in the dressing room with me. I'm like, I wasn't born yesterday. I will get in trouble if I let you two into the dressing room, because no. I know you're gonna fucking have sex. Like, leave.
There is this one time I was with a person who's not my friend anymore because of reasons.
Oh, I love that.
Because, her man. Was
Ooh.
The reason.
Ooh.
You know who the man is.
Do I?
Yeah. Because I slept with him.
Dear family members.
Anyway,
hear anything.
But like we were like out shopping, and we were gonna go into the fitting room together, and the lady was like, no, you guys can't go in together. And I was just like, what do you think is gonna happen? Like,
lady, it's not like that.
Ooh. I mean, like, I don't know. There was this one time, though, when I was working at Yogurtland, there was this, like, young couple. The guy was, like, probably, like, 17, 18. The girl was probably like 16, 17, right? Mm-hmm. Around there. And the guy was being like weirdly like obnoxious the whole time.
Man.
Right?
There's no avoiding that.
And so they go to sit down and eat their yogurt, and like the guy turns around and he just looks at my coworker like this, like he lifts, he tilts his head up like that, like trying to be like what's up, like you want to go, bro? And it's just like,
oh, like fight?
Yeah. And it's just like,
I'm too gay to fight. Okay, I don't even know what a fight is.
Relax. And so then he and his girlfriend go over to the bathroom and they walk in together.
Girl.
And my coworker's like, okay, I'm gonna go stop this right now. And so he goes over to the bathroom and he knocks on the door and he's like, one at a time, please. And you just, he said all you heard was the sink running. And the guy was just like, we're just washing our hands. And then my coworker was like, no, you're not. I need one of you to like get out.
Yeah.
And the guy opened the door and we were just like, oh, so we just can't wash our hands anymore?
Why do you have to wash your hands in the bathroom together? Once again, I was not born yesterday.
Also, like, why is the water just
running? I will call the cops. You will get arrested. You yeah. will be on the sex offender list.
There was also one time. I was working at Menchie's.
Menchie.
The store was dead, right?
You killed her? Sorry. I just say stupid shit. I need to stop.
It's why I love you, though.
No, you don't love me.
I do.
You don't
love
know
you.
What love is.
You're right.
Lacy underwear. And just because I like to get my prostate tickled. Tyler Perry. Jail. Be who you are.
So I was working at Menchie's.
Right.
And it was like a Saturday night, and these two guys are having the yogurt, and they both walk off to the bathroom.
Why did that make me laugh?
Right?
They're having the yogurt.
They're having the yogurt. And then they both go off to the bathroom. And I didn't think much of it at first. I was like, oh, whatever. Maybe one of them went in and the other is waiting outside for like their turn or whatever. Mm. Right? And then I was like, it's been like a few minutes now. Yeah. Like, what's going on? You know?
Check the time.
And so I walk around the corner and into the hallway, and both of them are in the bathroom.
I'll be in the boys' bathroom, like.
And then I see one of them, like, open the door, like, just a crack to, like, peek out.
Ah, Charlie!
Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, this is not happening right now.
Not this.
And I walked over there, and of course I hear the muffled.
I would run away screaming.
And I was literally like, hold on. I was literally like, I can only allow one of you in there at a time. And they opened the door, and the guy, one of the guys, had like the most embarrassed look on his face. It was like,
and you should be embarrassed.
But also, I was also just like, there's literally a gay bathhouse in Berkeley, and you choose a yogurt shop to hook up in.
It's there. Listen, okay, I'm gonna ruin this.
Ruin it.
I'm gonna ruin it.
Ruin it.
So they looked at the flavor selection, and they looked at the toppings, and they said, we could make a few of our own toppings. And then they made their own flavor of yogurt with that.
I am...
Well, did it feel heavier when they brought it up to the register? Do it clap. Do it fart.
So
do
when,
it grip the meat.
When I was living
your booty real wet.
In the Bay Area.
Can right? I smell it?
No, you can't smell it. When I was living in the Bay Area, I kind of had a catchphrase while I was living up there, right?
I'm terrified.
My catchphrase was, at any minor inconvenience, I would say, I'm going to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Aww.
Because, you know, it was right there.
It's like Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's in New York.
No, do you think I've ever seen Spider-Man?
Have you really never?
I'm kidding. I've seen the newer ones. I don't think I ever watched the ones of Tobey Maguire.
Well, they were all in New York.
Oh, well. I love the city. I'm just, like, super into the city, you know?
Yeah.
I love, LACMA.
Skyscrapers? LACMA.
Yeah.
That very much made me want to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay.
I hope you know that.
Yeah, thank you. I know that now.
I love you.
I love you, too. One person in the bathroom at a time, please.
I'm still traumatized by it. It's the fact that he opened the door just a crack to be like,
no. What gets me
I was like,
because when I saw,
no, but what if you knocked and you actually heard him shitting? Like, it wasn't even sexual.
Or maybe it was sexual.
Jared.
I'm gonna stop. I'm calling my therapist after this podcast.
It was just like the fact that it was actually happening, and I was just listen, I hated being there on Saturday nights, and I was just like, y'all are, listen, I can barely get it in, and y'all are getting it in my shop. Mm-hmm. No. If I can't get it, no one can.
Oh, I love that.
No wonder why I was always so moody up there. I needed sex and blunt.
Period.
No wonder. This
is pre-stoner.
Yeah, my sister would literally always be like, you want to smoke? And I'd be like, no, you know, I don't like... Charlie, shut up. You love it now. What the fuck?
How times have changed, you know?
It's literally been a year.
And now the world's ending.
Yeah, I mean, it's been ending.
True. This is just a slow burn.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Kacey Musgraves, slow burn. Stream it now.
Let me open it.
Oh, he's not opening it. He's being fake.
Fake fans, fake friends.
I'd like a fake OnlyFans. But fake. Like fake fans, you know?
Fake fans?
Yeah.
Let me show you the name of this chapter in the game.
Your computer turned off. Break free!
That was another song we sang at karaoke, right?
Yeah, we did sing Break Free at karaoke. Okay, I know we're off topic from TikTok, but like...
Yeah, I honestly don't have much else to say about TikTok. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's also problematic, but yeah, it's funny.
We had a good time talking about it. Anyways, you guys are here for the tangents anyways.
Yeah.
Right? Because like we always talk about it for like half an hour and then we tangent.
The one listener is just like, that's right. I'm still here.
Clap if you're here for the tangents.
What's Nobody's the fucking clapping. Michelle Obama video?
Which one?
There's a lot. She's like, queen.
You're constantly...
raising the bar for all of us.
She's talking about Beyonce.
Yeah, there you go.
We're not Beyonce.
I think you're Beyonce in some ways. Mm. I'm giving very much Blue Ivy. Mm. Wow. So what are you trying to say about me?
I love Beyonce, but I wouldn't put us in her caliber. I love us, but...
Soul caliber.
Bringing it back real quick, look at me being a good moderator. That's the other thing about TikTok, is that like I've been seeing a lot of people who don't know how to mind their business,
fucking busyness,
you know. And it's just like, it's not that hard, guys. It's really not hard to be a decent human being, you know what I mean?
Yes. I'm like, I do think I'm a shitty person in some ways, but in the ways that count in public, I'm very quiet and normal.
I mean, we all kind of are.
Well, yeah.
Like, we all have our shitty attributes. Like, there's no perfect person, you know? But there are definitely those people who stand out of the bunch because they're, like, the shittiest people on the planet, you know?
It's very much smelly.
Yeah. They're very stinky.
Yeah, they're stinky people.
Yeah. Bless you.
Thanks. Back to TikTok, just to pivot it back a little bit. Let's shout out some of our favorite TikTokers right now.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Oh, the recording might stop if I open up TikTok, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Lil Nas, love.
Yeah, love him on TikTok.
Questionable because of his past and when he was a problematic anti-Muslim person. But as far as his current presence in pop music... and his impact on pop culture, and also he's just funny. Love that. I'm still waiting on him to make a public apology about the other stuff, though.
He probably won't.
Probably won't. I mean, a lot of celebrities just like to act like they've never done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Shout
out to Rico Taquito.
Literally.
Mainly because we have a crush.
We're in a...
Jared thinks we're in a throuple, but it's a one-on-one situation between me and Rico Taquito.
See, let
me
tell you that. It's okay if you two are in an open relationship. I just want him for his
day. We don't have an open relationship. It's closed.
I mean, that's what you think. He knows where home is.
He said, my man is my man is your man is her man. Her
man too. No, okay. He is so hot. I would kill. I don't know who, but
you would kill.
Yeah.
I can't. I usually, the thing is, I don't really like pay attention to like TikTokers like usernames.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That one girl who hates on T.I., we stan her.
She's an icon. Okay, she has a series where it's like people who are going to hell but not for obvious reasons. She's hilarious. I do not know her username. I'm so sorry.
That one girl who acts out like what, like how corny Disney Channel was back in the day. She's pretty funny too.
Classic. I like Crunchy Twat Warts too. I think that was the Kamala Harris video I was talking about. But he posts all the time, so it's really hard to find videos when I'm looking through his profile. Maybe it's in my favorites. We will see.
Rest in peace. Oh, the clown that does the so-so-so good? I don't know who they are, but...
Feeling so-so-so-so-so.
Doing
so good.
I should have said that when I... when I made you not ask how I was doing this week. Missed opportunities, though, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So, the girl's name is K Not Bae.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's great.
K Not Bae, love that.
Doja Cat's pretty funny on TikTok, too.
Yeah. She's funny in general, though.
Yeah.
Wait, here's one of my favorites.
So let me describe what's happening on screen for you guys. We've all seen the video of the porta potty being lifted into the air gracefully by the wind.
By the grace of God.
And the door opens up and the pee rains down onto the earth below.
It's just like Lady Gaga said.
Rain on me,
tsunami.
And it's playing the sound of, help! The killer is escaping! bury that, yeah. You know?
Kamala Harris? Oh, I found it! Hold on. I said, this is the remix. Let's go! If y'all never come close to me, come on, make a meet this appropriately. Like, Cheerios, la la.
So, to describe what we just watched.
Pussy on lockdown, Kamala Harris.
It was a bunch of pictures of Kamala Harris and then a popular TikToker dressed up as Kamala Harris doing a little dance to Gotta Eat the Booty, like groceries. you know?
I'm gonna make him eat this appropriately, like...
I feel like sometimes, though, with the TikTokers, like how I mentioned, like, it's very easy for people to go viral.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's also very easy for people to be forgotten.
Well, yeah.
Because, like, the fact that I don't remember anybody's usernames.
Well, okay, this is another thing with TikTok. I don't follow people often as I do with other social media platforms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'll see a funny TikTok, and then I'll see all their other TikToks, and none of the other ones are funny.
Yeah.
So I'll like the one and add it to my favorites and be like, ooh, you served. And then I will not follow them, because I do not care.
Yeah.
We do not care. Da-na-na. Now I have all these TikTok songs stuck in my head.
It's funny, though, because, like, if they're really funny...
Or if they're hot. That's when I follow.
I have a problem. Because
I'm like, you look good in every TikTok, so I will follow you.
It's either I thirst follow...
I'll follow you. I don't know the song, sorry.
It's either I thirst follow or I'm laughing so hard that I can't.
You pee.
Basically.
You pee.
But TikTok, I also feel like, has progressed my laugh into an abysmal place. Jared was clenching his butt trying to... but, like, I feel like my laugh has progressed. It's gone from very, like... Right? Mm-hmm. So, like... like, bury
you,
that.
You want to know what I get texts every day. I go about my day. I'm living my life. I get a text
My from... day be so fine. And then...
Okay. And then I get a text on my phone from Lil Butthole.
That's Jared's name for me on his phone, by the way, with the ugliest picture. It looks that's so my good. Profile
it's
picture.
It's the DiGiorno video. It's from that.
Did we ever talk to you guys about the DiGiorno? I feel like we have. We had to have.
And if it's in Charlie's lore.
If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
Okay. Anyway, I will be going about my day, and I will get a text from Lil Butthole, a.k.a. Misty Terrain, a.k.a. Charlie. And I'll be like, oh, my good friend, Lil Butthole, let me see what this text is. And it's usually something, you know, normal. And then I will reply, and I will say something, first thing that comes out of my ass. Because that's how I talk to people. I just say shit. I just be saying shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will get a response. It smells like it, too.
Charlie's obsessed with my smell. B.O. kink. Okay. it's the pheromones.
No!
No, okay. But case in point, you just did it. I will get a response. And it will be the most atrocious, sesquipedalian, drawn-out, illegible key smash I have ever seen in my life.
It'll literally be like...
Yes. It will... Okay. I just thought of another TikTok. Have you seen those TikToks of the girl who's like, restarts computer, and then her whole family is like, you're going to heaven. You're the grandma.
I showed you that one.
Yeah, you're the grandma in those.
The one where they're like, my baby's going to Harvard, and then there's the old grandma being like, wah. That's me laughing now. It's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem, because I will look at the key smash, and I will be like, Charlie's having a stroke. I need to call someone. And then by the time the ambulance get there, it turns out
I was just laughing. Yeah.
Anyway, this is an intervention.
Listen, I can't not be who I am.
Be who you are. What was the other TikTok sound that I was just talking about before that?
I don't remember.
I was probably fucked up.
Wait. Hold on, I'm gonna sneeze.
I'm gonna check my DMs because I think I remember I was gonna look through my DMs with Nikki and see if I could find it. Because we send TikToks to each other, like, obsessively.
Oh, so you're just not gonna say bless you?
Oh. How was your week?
I'm doing so.
Okay, bless you.
Thank you. God, that took so long. I was literally looking at the clock on the podcast recorder. Literally took a minute for you to say, bless you. No, I'm joking.
I'm not Christian. What you expect, bitch?
Neither am I.
And that's why I say bless you after farts, because you're trying to say fuck God.
Yeah. I say bless you after everything, though. Like, my roommate literally had period cramps the other day, and she, like, squatted down because she was just like, oh, and I was like, bless you.
You fucked it up. No, I laughed. I was gonna be silent and just say, so what now?
Looks like I foiled your plans yet again.
So this is unrelated, but...
Playing hide and seek with my cat yet a day. Why?
Just the fact that Siri can't, like, or not Siri, just a voice to speech or text to speech.
Who's playing with Siri's kitty? Who's playing with Siri's kitty? I don't like. Listen,
you don't like.
If you make TikToks, I have to ask you. Please stop using the text to speech.
It is kind of annoying. I will give you that.
You have vocal cords. I mean, not all of you do, but. Some of you have vocal cords. Please use them.
Offensive.
Because, like, I don't... Like, there are sometimes, like, I'm scrolling, and if it starts off with the text-to-speech, I don't know, like, anything else that'll, like, make me scroll past it quicker.
Mm,
you know? Like, I'll hear the text-to-speech voice, and I was like, I don't care. Like, let's move on.
You're already over it.
Or if it's someone doing, like, a 3-minute, like, video just talking, I'm like, next.
Mm.
You know? It's very easy for me to just swipe until I see something that, like, catches my eye. Like, if you don't catch me in the first 5 seconds, I'm not watching.
Mm.
Like, that's what it's like for me. You know
that's
what I mean?
Fair, yeah. I usually have to have my attention grabbed.
Yeah.
I'm looking up Harvard on TikTok, and this isn't pulling up any of the videos from that girl.
University?
I just looked up Harvard. I don't know why I thought that would have it.
My baby's
going to Harvard.
Oh. It's something along the lines of my family when I fixed the Wi-Fi or something.
Let's see if that comes up with it.
No, that's not it, I don't think.
Yeah, that's not it.
I'm so glad Sheesh died out.
Oh, I never liked it. I'm like, oh my god, dude, shut the fuck up. There's a few TikTok sounds where I'm like that, because I'm just like, why is this funny?
The oh no has to die out, y'all. The oh no sound, it has to die out.
It's on life support, and they're trying to drag it out so bad.
Like, there are just some sounds where I'm like, we don't need this, please. It's just giving very cornball, you know? Clap if you like corn balls.
Why is Charli D'Amelio here?
Ew, who even is that though?
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't know what the kids are into because, like, I don't know who Bryce Hall and, like, Charli and Dixie D'Amelio are because, like, they don't show up on my For You page.
Well, first of all, you're Charli.
Yeah. You know what? No. Exactly. No, you're right. I'm Charli. Who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I was born first. I can guarantee you that.
Right. This is Charli copywriting their name.
I would like to invite all the Charlies to a fist fight, including Charli XCX.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd win, but I think I could beat Charli D'Amelio.
Oh, anybody could.
I definitely could beat Charli Sheen.
Okay.
You know?
He's also on crack, so there's that.
He's not winning, as he would once say.
Stop.
Where's the tiger blood now, Charli Sheen?
Tiger blood.
That's what his whole thing was, like, tiger blood.
I'm scared.
Yeah, he was a weird man.
There's a lot of questionable things happening.
I don't think of Charli Sheen or 2.5 Men fondly at all.
Yeah, I mean, messy. A lot of bad sitcoms had not good stuff. I don't know why. I can't form sentences right now.
It's okay. It's been 3 weeks since we've recorded, so it's...
Yeah, what even is a podcast?
It was bound to be a little rough. But, like, this whole podcast is a little rough, and that's why the 15 of you love it.
Remember this.
Are you a part of the LGBTQ? No. But I'm an ally. And she's an icon.
She was the best.
What are some of your guys' favorite TikToks?
Yeah, comment down below
because we know you guys love doing that.
The comments on our TikTok. Or not TikTok, on our fucking... We should make a podcast TikTok that no one would watch and we would never update.
A 3-minute... Oh, I thought you meant like a podcast like exclusively on TikTok. Like
an account.
We could.
I would never... I don't even post on my own TikTok enough.
I post on mine sometimes, but...
I mean, you've got ideas.
I do got ideas.
Do you wanna reveal the...
I'm not... So people can steal it? I think not. I think not.
Just... At least tease the release date. Drop a trailer. Give us something. SZA.
I'm thinking... spring, summer.
Okay.
You know,
you're just naming seasons.
September, October.
Right.
November, December.
Right.
Spring, summer, around there.
Yeah.
You know, of next year.
Yeah. Right, that.
I'm flying over your head.
I'm still... Yeah, I don't know what that was from, but I'm still looking for this, and I'm just not having luck, which is really sad. That's also half my TikTok experience, is looking for TikToks and not finding them.
Same, though. Like, for the longest time, I wanted to make a thread of, like, oh, some of my favorite TikToks on Twitter. But then I realized, do you know how many TikToks I would have to, like, go through?
I'm on this app too much.
To make that thread, exactly.
There's a good chance that if I'm bored and my phone is in my hand, I'm gonna click that fucking TikTok button and waste my life.
Literally, I'll be sitting on the toilet, like, 5 minutes after I've taken a poop.
And Charli be pooping.
I do be pooping.
It's true, it's cheer.
I'm, like, the most delicate flower alive, but I do be pooping.
And you know what? The duality.
Yeah, of a them.
Exactly. That's why I didn't finish it, because I was like, I don't know how I'd put that.
Yeah, duality of them. That's that's going to be on my tombstone.
Aww.
You know?
But are you telling me you're going to die?
I'm not going to die.
I didn't know that was the end of the plot. Spoiler, magical.
Actually, I'm not gonna die. I'm eternal, so, like, my life is kind of just gonna be like Naruto. Like, it's just gonna be a new show, like, every generation.
Wait, is this filler right now?
I wouldn't describe this as filler.
So you have to watch it to understand the plot.
Yeah. Well, like, maybe this episode you can skip. Not this episode of the podcast, but, like, this episode of the show. You can skip. You know?
Who are the bad guys in the show?
Let me name them.
Nicki Minaj would say Chun-Li.
She
doesn't know that Chun-Li is not a bad guy.
I'd very much say my inner saboteur, as RuPaul would say.
Okay.
Love that. That's one of the bad guys.
Right.
Any man I've had to interact with romantically. Yeah. Sometimes sexually, too.
Ooh.
Y'all are...
You be having sex?
Yeah.
I could never.
This is the biggest whore. No, I'm joking.
I'm a pretty small whore. Who's size wise? I'm a big whore though.
Who's the bigger whore, you think? Me or you?
Lately you. Not to drag you.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's okay. Right. When I call myself a whore, I mean it in a fun feminist way.
Right. You know? When other people call you a whore, it's a hate crime.
No, but like if any of you were to actually call me like a whore as like a derogatory statement, I will knock the lights out of you. I mean, I probably wouldn't be capable of doing so, but like the sentiment is there.
Charlie wants to be violent so bad.
But like I'm a pretty little princess.
Right. Like it's just... It's not adding up.
Jared's like, the math isn't adding up, sis. You have 2 + 2. How are you getting 6? Oh, no, not that. Anything. I don't know. Owie.
Fuck. As a circumcised man, this shit is very triggering. Because that's really how it went.
I don't need to describe that one for y'all.
Yeah, you heard it.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening to the return of Gay Screaming this week.
Right. We will be back next week, maybe.
Yeah, we will. I think we'll figure some of that stuff out. You can follow us at Missy_Terrain
and Local_Twain
and at Gay Screaming Pod on Twitter. If we ever decide to like update that,
the time I'd be clicking on my Twitters because we all know
the other Twitters. Yes. Yeah.
And then I accidentally click on the Gay Screaming Pod one, and I'm like, I ain't fucking gonna tweet on this. And then I go back.
Sometimes I look at it, and I'm just like, I should update you. Like, that'd be something good to do, like, to keep people engaged.
Right, because that's where we made it.
In theory. In theory, on paper.
Right.
But, you know?
It's like when SpongeBob has the ice cream truck about to fall on him, and he's like, I should have an ice cream truck fall on me. And live! Because it's, like, actually going to fall on him.
You can also... Let's throw out our ads on TikTok. You can...
Oh.
On TikTok, I'm at the Misty Terrain. Because I'm the only one.
I think my... Sorry, I don't want to have to scroll up because I'm on my likes page right now. But I think my TikTok is at Passion Pimp.
I think so too.
Because that was my old Tumblr name back in the day.
Yeah. I've had many Tumblr names. I don't remember a lot of them.
See, I had many too, but that was the one where I actually was popular-ish. Like, I had the most followers when I was Passion Pimp, and then I just kept it that way.
I think the most I ever got to... Wow, what was the most followers I... Did I ever breach 1,000?
Did you?
I feel like at one point I did.
Okay, we love that.
I don't remember. It's been... Listen, I was a child. It's been a long time.
Right, we were kids on Tumblr.
I was getting catfished every other day on there. And that's how I have a strong catfish since now.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly. Anyways... Bye, guys. Get the vaccine.
I don't know why that's even a problem, apparently. Like, I don't know why people aren't just doing it.
Literally. Like, just fucking do it. If you get superpowers, who cares? my God, my keys are sticking to me. And guess what? Now you're a fucking magnet.
Magneto?
Literally.
We love.
Save the day or something.
Right. Is there a problem? Like, I don't know why people are complaining.
I know. It's literally... I don't get people. Fucking get the vaccine. Be a decent person. Don't be racist. About it.
That's apparently too hard for people, but yeah.
Yeah. Also, fuck Activision and Blizzard and #FreeBitney.
Right. There we go.
You know? And free Palestine.
I'm holding in a fart right now.
I'm ending on that.